We are talking about discipling the young people.
हामी चाहिँ युवाहरूको चेलापनको बारेमा अध्ययन गर्दैछौँ.
What kind of families do we need? What kind of churches do we need?
हामीलाई कस्तो खालको परिवारहरू चाहिन्छ? हामीलाई कस्तो खालको मण्डलीहरू चाहिन्छ?
The church and the family must work together.
मण्डली र परिवारहरू आपसमा मिलेर काम गर्नुपर्छ यसको लागि.
So we're looking, what kind of families do we need?
त्यसले हामी हेर्दैछौँ कस्तो खालको परिवारहरू चाहिन्छ हामीलाई.
We're building for the future.
हामी चाहिँ भविष्यको लागि निर्माण गर्दैछौँ अहिले.
Building a foundation for the future.
भविष्यको लागि हामी अहिले जग निर्माण गर्दैछौँ.
These are the kind of families we need.
अनि हामीले हामीलाई चाहिएको परिवारहरू चाहिँ यस्ता किसिमका.
This doesn't happen overnight.
यो त्यस्तै रातारात बन्ने कुरा होइन.
This takes time.
यसको लागि समय चाहिन्छ.
And so we're looking and planning for the future.
त्यसले हामी भविष्यको लागि यहाँ योजना बनाउँदैछौँ.
How long will we have?
अब कति समय पाउला त हामीले?
We don't know.
हामीलाई थाहै छैन.
But the Bible says we should plan and we should prepare, but we also should be ready to go.
तर बाइबलले भन्दछ हामीले योजना बनाउनु पर्छ, हामीले तयारी गर्नुपर्छ र साथै हामी फुत्त जान पनि तयार हुनुपर्छ.
What kind of homes do we need?
हामीलाई कस्तो खालको घर परिवारहरू चाहिन्छ?
Number nine.
अब नम्बर नौमा पुग्यो.
We need parents that do not stay in the wrong churches.
हामीलाई यस्तो बुवा आमाहरू चाहिन्छ जो चाहिँ गलत खालको मण्डलीहरूमा बस्दैन.
Because you have to have the right kind of church.
किनभने ठिक खालको मण्डली त हुनै पर्छ.
If you have a good family, but you have a bad church, that church will hurt the work of the family.
यदि त्यहाँ राम्रो परिवार छ एउटा तर मण्डली चाहिँ राम्रो छैन भने चाहिँ त्यो मण्डलीले त्यो राम्रो परिवारलाई चाहिँ चोट पुर्याउँछ.
We need both.
दुईटै हामीलाई चाहिन्छ.
1 Timothy 3:15.
पहिलो तिमोथी 3:15.
But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
1 Timothy 3:15. तर म ढिलो भए भने परमेश्वरको घरमा जो जीवित परमेश्वरको मण्डली हो, सत्यको खाँबो र जग हो, कसरी चल्नु पर्छ सो तिमीले जान.
The church is God's plan.
मण्डली भनेको परमेश्वरकै योजना हो.
It is the house of God.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको घर हो.
It is the pillar and ground of the truth.
यो सत्यको खाँबो र जग हो.
The church of the living God.
जीवित परमेश्वरको मण्डली.
The only living God.
एकमात्र जिउँदो परमेश्वर.
And now these churches have come to Nepal.
अब नेपालमा यस्ता मण्डलीहरू आएका छन्.
Jesus warned there will be many false Christians and false churches.
यीशुले चेतावनी दिनुभएको थियो त्यहाँ धेरै झुटा मण्डलीहरू हुनेछन्, झुटा क्रिश्चियनहरू हुनेछन्.
Both have come to Nepal.
अनि नेपालमा चाहिँ दुवै खाले आएका छन्.
True and false.
सत्य र झुटा खालको.
See, the church is to be the place where truth is held high.
हेर्नुहोस्, मण्डली चाहिँ यस्तो ठाउँ हुनुपर्छ जहाँ सत्यलाई चाहिँ अति माथि उच्चमा राखिनेछ.
The pillar of the truth.
सत्यको खाँबो हुनुपर्छ.
Held high so everyone can see.
यति माथि देखाइ राखिएको हुनुपर्छ ताकि सबैले त्यो सत्यलाई जान्न सकुन्.
The church is where the living God is held high so everyone can see.
मण्डली त्यस्तो ठाउँ हो जहाँ चाहिँ जिउँदो परमेश्वरलाई उच्चमा राखिन्छ ताकि सबैले उहाँलाई जानुन्.
This is the main business of the church right here.
यही नै उल्लेख छ मण्डलीको मुख्य काम के हो.
To hold up the living God and to preach truth.
यो चाहिँ के हो भने जिउँदो जीवित परमेश्वरलाई उच्चमा राख्नु र सत्य प्रचार गर्नु.
All of the truth.
सबै सत्यता प्रचार गर्नु.
Jesus said Matthew 28:20, teach them to observe all things.
मत्ती 28:20 प्रभु येशूले भन्नुभयो तिनीहरूलाई मैले आज्ञा गरेका सबै कुराहरू पालन गर्न सिकाउनु.
That's the kind of church we need.
त्यस्तो खालको मण्डली हामी चाहन्छौँ.
What if you don't have a good church where you live?
तपाईँ बसिरहनु भएको ठाउँमा राम्रो मण्डली छैन भने के गर्ने त?
There's only two things you can do.
गर्न सक्ने दुईटा कुरा मात्र छ विकल्प.
First of all, you can move.
पहिलो कुरा चाहिँ तपाईँ बसाइ सर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
You can move.
तपाईँ बसाइ सर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
The church is the right being in the right church is more important than any job.
ठीक खालको मण्डलीमा हुनु भनेको चाहिँ कुनै पनि काम पेशा व्यापार भन्दा ठूलो कुरा महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा.
Pradesh is a good example for these things.
यी कुराहरूको लागि चाहिँ प्रदेश एउटा राम्रो नमुना हुन्.
Actually, he's the only Nepali I know that turned his back on America.
मैले चिनेको एकमात्र नेपाली चाहिँ ऊ नै हो जसले चाहिँ आफ्नो पिठ्यु चाहिँ अमेरिकालाई फर्काए.
For God's sake.
परमेश्वरको खातिर.
Some Nepalis said they don't like America, a few, but for God's sake, he turned his back.
कोही कोही नेपालीहरू हुन्छन् जसलाई चाहिँ मलाई अमेरिका मन परेन भनेर आउँछन् तर परमेश्वरको निम्ति चाहिँ आफ्नो पिछे फर्काउनु अमेरिकालाई.
And married a Nepali girl.
अनि नेपाली केटीलाई बिहा गरे.
His brother is here, he is rich, he is engineer, right? Engineer living in America.
उसको दाइ अमेरिकामा छ, धनी छ, इन्जिनियर छ.
He has everything any Nepali wants.
नेपालीलाई नेपालीले चाहन चाहने कुरा सबै छ उसँग.
He's living the Nepali dream.
नेपालीको सपना त्यहाँ जिरहेको छ.
The dream of most people in the world.
त्यही जस्तो संसारको मानिसहरूको सपना.
A rich person in America.
अमेरिकामा एउटा धनी मानिस भएर जिउनु.
There's something far more important than that.
त्यो भन्दा पनि ज्यादै महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा त्यहाँ छ वास्तवमा.
Far more important than any job.
कुनै पनि काम पेशा भन्दा पनि महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा छ त्यहाँ.
And that is truth.
त्यो चाहिँ हो सत्य.
And God.
अनि परमेश्वर.
And the church.
अनि मण्डली.
You can't have that without having the right church.
अनि राम्रो खालको मण्डली, ठिक खालको मण्डली नभइकन यी कुराहरू त्यहाँ हुन सक्दैन.
You can move.
तपाईँ बसाइ सर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
That's what I advise people to do.
अनि म त्यही नै सल्लाह दिन्छु मानिसहरूलाई.
Move. Find a good church and move there and trust God to give you another job.
बसाइ सर्नुहोस् अनि त्यहाँ राम्रो मण्डली जहाँ छ त्यहाँ जानुहोस् र त्यहाँ काम खोज्नुहोस्.
I know people that have done that.
जस्तो मानिसहरू चिन्छु जसले गरेका छन् यस्तो निर्णय.
But there's another thing.
तर अर्को कुरा पनि छ त्यहाँ.
You can pray very earnestly that God will start a church.
तपाईँले चाहिँ एकदम यत्नसित परमेश्वरसित प्रार्थना गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ कि परमेश्वरले त्यहाँ एउटा मण्डली सुरु गर्नुभएको होस्.
Churches are started in answer to someone's prayer.
मण्डलीहरू चाहिँ कोही न कोहीको प्रार्थनाको जवाफ स्वरूप सुरु हुन्छन्.
Someone's prayer.
कसै न कसैको प्रार्थना.
If God sees a group of people and they are hungry for the truth and a good church, He will give it to them.
यदि परमेश्वरले देख्नुहुन्छ त्यहाँ एउटा समूह जो चाहिँ सत्यको लागि भोकाइरहेको र तृष्णा गरिरहेको मण्डलीको लागि परमेश्वरले दिनुहुन्छ त्यो मण्डली.
But don't stay in the wrong church.
तर गलत मण्डलीमा चाहिँ नबसिराख्नुहोस्.
If you stay in the wrong church, it's a good chance you'll lose your children to the world.
तपाईँ गलत मण्डलीमा बसिरहनु भयो भने धेरै सम्भावना यो छ कि तपाईँको छोरा छोरीहरूलाई तपाईँले संसारमा घुमाउनु.
Most of you don't know much about churches.
धेरै तपाईँहरू जसलाई चाहिँ मण्डलीको बारेमा खासै थाहा छैन.
You've only been in one church and you've seen two or three churches.
तपाईँले खास एउटै मण्डली मात्र रहिरहनु भएको छ अनि यसो दुई तिनवटा मण्डली देख्नु भएको छ.
You don't know much. You hear us talking, but you don't personally know much.
मण्डलीको बारेमा खासै धेरै थाहा छैन. हामीले धेरै कुरा बताएको चाहिँ सुन्नु भएको छ तर व्यक्तिगत अनुभवमा तपाईँलाई थाहा छैन.
Nepal needs good churches.
नेपाललाई असल मण्डलीहरूको खाँचो छ.
We'll talk about that tonight.
यसको बारेमा चाहिँ आज राति हामी कुरा गर्नेछौँ.
We need parents that do not stay in a weak church.
यस्तो बुवाहरू चाहिन्छ जो चाहिँ कमजोर मण्डलीमा चाहिँ बसिरहँदैनन्.
Number 10.
नम्बर 10 मा अब.
We need parents that know what the young people are doing.
यस्तो बुवाहरू चाहिन्छ जसलाई चाहिँ आफ्नो छोराछोरीले के गर्दैछन् भन्ने कुरा थाहा छ.
Parents that know what the children are doing.
छोराछोरीहरूले के गर्दैछन् भनेर जान्ने बुवाआमाहरू चाहिन्छ.
Proverbs 29 verse 15.
यो उपदेश 29 र 15 पद. यो उपदेश 29 15.
The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame.
हितोपदेश 29 को 15. छडी र हप्कीले बुद्धि दिन्छन् तर छाडा छोडिएको बालकले आफ्नी आमालाई शर्ममा पार्छ. हितोपदेश 29 15.
Now A child left to himself. That means the parents don't know what's happening. They're not overseers. They're not the bishops of the children. They're left to themselves. Well, God tells us what will happen. They will get into trouble. Why is that? Because two things. They have the foolish heart. And even if they're saved, they don't have any experience. They don't have experience in life. So they don't understand things very well. So they need help. I told you about the pastor in Africa and his 18-year-old son. His father didn't know what he was doing in the nights in his
room.
And he was getting on the internet. This was a young man that the other young people looked up to. This was not a young man who had the reputation of a rebel. The other church kids looked up to him. And he probably did not get on the internet to say, let's see some wicked things. He wasn't looking at pictures. He was reading things. He was a smart boy. He is a smart boy. His father's an engineer. He wasn't looking at dirty pictures. He wasn't even listening to rock music. He was reading stuff because he loves to read. A very studious young man. He's reading. He's reading the wrong thing. He doesn't have any experience to be reading to know how to fight against these lies that he's reading. And he put himself out from under his father's protection. His father's a wise man. A good Bible teacher. But he put himself out from under. He knew what he was doing was wrong. He never talked to his father about this. He kept it hidden. Our young people don't have experience in life. And the devil's just looking to capture them. That's what the lion does. I went to Africa this year and saw the lions. And one of those lions I saw had killed an American tourist this year. Because she was careless. This place, you can drive there and drive around and look at the lions. They have about 100 lions. So this American tourist was there driving around. And they say, this is the rule. You can never roll down your window
अनि यहाँ बताएको थियो उसलाई नियम चाहिँ यस्तो छ कहिले पनि तिम्रो झ्यालको सिसा तल नझार्नु
These are lions.
यिनीहरू सिंह नै
हुन् They eat people.
यिनीहरूले मान्छे खान्छन्
They look nice like a kitty cat.
हेर्दाखेरि राम्रो देखिन्छन् एउटा सानो बिरालो जस्तै
But they're lions.
तर यिनीहरू सिंह हुन्
She didn't obey.
यो आइमाइले चाहिँ त्यो कुरा मानेन
The lions are there. They showed us the place. The lions are there, just laying down. Big old males, females, babies, just laying there. So she rolls the window down.
There's
this nice little lion. I'm a nice person, they won't hurt me. Takes pictures. The female got up and starts walking. I'll show you a picture of her. And she's walking toward the car. And she kept the window down. It's just a nice lion. Lion's babies are there. She comes to the car. She keeps the window down. And then suddenly the lion leaped into the window and grabbed her by the throat. Killed her. The workers ran over there and yelled at the lion. The lion went away. But it was too late. Her throat is torn. She's dead. First Peter 5:8 says the devil has a roaring lion. Walking around. Trying to find someone to devour. And in Africa, who is it that the lion devours? The lion will stand there and watch the herd of like deer, antelope.
सिंहले चाहिँ सब बसेर हेर्छ त्यहाँ ठुलो बथान छ मृगहरूको
हेरिरहन्छ
अनि एउटा सानो बच्चा मृग चाहिँ आफ्नो बथान छोडेर एकातिर हिँड्न थाल्छ
त्यतातिर जान थाल्छ एक्कासि
जम्केर चाहिँ त्यो बच्चालाई खाइदिन्छ
No one can help it.
कसैले पनि बचाउन
सक्दैन
ढिलो भइसकेको हुन्छ
That's the way the lion operates. That's how the devil operates.
सिंहले काम गर्ने त्यसरी नै हो र शैतानले काम गर्ने त्यसरी नै हो
Looking for that young person in the church is foolish.
मण्डलीले त्यो युवालाई हेरिराछ जो चाहिँ मूर्ख छ.
The one that's not listening to the teaching.
जो चाहिँ शिक्षालाई चाहिँ ध्यान दिएर सुनिराछ.
The one that's proud.
जो चाहिँ घमण्डी छ.
I don't need any help.
मलाई के सहायता चाहिन्छ र भन्दछ.
And the lion comes and devours.
सिंह आउँछ र झ्यापे पार्छ.
Because the Bible says the devil's watching.
किनभने बाइबलले बताउँदछ कि शैतानले चाहिँ
He wants to devour your children.
तपाईको नानीहरुलाई चाहिँ निल्न चाहन्छ.
He wants to devour my grandchildren.
उसले मेरो नातिनातिनीलाई निल्न चाहन्छ.
What do we need? We need parents who know what the children are doing.
हामीलाई के चाहिन्छ भने हामीलाई बुवाहरु चाहिन्छ जसलाई चाहिँ आफ्नो छोराछोरीले के गर्दैछन् भनेर राम्ररी जानेको
Many young people in Nepal are getting into terrible trouble with the internet.
थुप्रै जवानहरु नेपालमा चाहिँ इन्टरनेट मार्फत चाहिँ समस्यामा फसिराछन्
And with the phone.
अनि फोन मार्फत पनि
You can get in trouble even with a dumb phone.
अनि तपाईं चाहिँ एउटा लाटो फोन dumb phone द्वारा पनि तपाईं चाहिँ समस्यामा पर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
Because you're talking to the wrong people.
किनभने त्यो फोन द्वारा चाहिँ तपाईं गलत व्यक्तिसँग कुराकानी गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
One young woman said, even in her village, many young people are running away because they meet someone on Facebook.
एउटा गाउँमा एउटा केटीले भन्दै थियो कि थुप्रै युवा युवतीहरू चाहिँ घर छोडेर भागिरहेछन् कता गइरहेछन् किनभने उनीहरूले चाहिँ गलत खालको
व्यक्तिहरूलाई
फेसबुकमा
भेटिरहेछन्
किनभने त्यहाँ पनि इन्टरनेट पाइन्छ
That's the time we live in.
यस्तो समयमा अहिले जिइरहेका छौँ
We need parents who know what the children are doing.
अनि त्यस्तो बुवामा चाहिन्छ जसलाई चाहिँ थाहा होस्. थाहा हुन्छ उनीहरूको नानीहरूले के गर्दैछ.
We'll talk more about that.
यसको बारेमा अझै अरू कुरा गर्न पाइन्छ.
Number 11, what kind of parents do we need?
11 नम्बरमा कस्तो खालको बुवामा हामीलाई चाहिन्छ?
the parents that will help the young people make wise decisions.
र बुवाआमाहरु जसले आफ्नो छोराछोरीहरुलाई बुद्धिमानी निर्णय गर्नलाई चाहिँ सहायता गर्छन्.
Yes, we need that.
हामीलाई यो चाहिन्छ.
We need churches to help the young people in this, and the parents to help the young people in this. Young people have to make big decisions. They have to make decisions about the job and education. Many young people leave the churches and go to the world because they get the wrong job. What is the wrong job? Well, a job that keeps them out of church is the wrong job. That's always a wrong job. A church, a job that has a worldly atmosphere is the wrong job. A job that is hurting your spiritual life is the wrong job. One pastor wrote to me, he said we lose about 20% of the young people in the teenage year.
तर पास्टरले मलाई लेखेर भन्नुभयो कि हामीले चाहिँ युवाहरू मध्येमा 20% युवाहरू चाहिँ उनीहरूको टीन एज उमेरमा चाहिँ गुमाउँछन्.
And generally we lose them because they get jobs that keep them out of church.
सामान्यतया हामीले उनीहरूलाई किन गुमाउँछौँ भने उनीहरूले त्यस्तो खालको पेसा अँगाल्छन् जुन पेसा अथवा कामले उनीहरूलाई मण्डलीबाट पर राख्छन्.
And then they get a habit of that and they backslide.
अनि त्यसपछि उनीहरूलाई त्यो बानी पर्न थाल्छ.
Another pastor said this. We've seen that many of those that leave, they have the idea that if God gives them a job that requires them to work during services, it's okay to miss services.
कतिले चाहिँ यस्तो विचारको कारणले पनि मण्डलीबाट उनीहरू रहन्छन् किनभने उनीहरूले सोच्छन् कि यदि परमेश्वरले उनीहरूलाई यस्तो काम दिनुभयो जुन चाहिँ अब मण्डली सभामा उनीहरू उपस्थित हुन नसक्ने खालको काम दिनुभयो भने अब ठिकै हुनुपर्छ भनेर सोच्छन्.
And they think if God gives them a job that requires wearing immodest clothes, that must be okay.
उनीहरूले यस्तो पनि सोच्छन् कसैले कि यदि परमेश्वरले यस्तो काम दिनुभयो तर त्यो काम चाहिँ मा चाहिँ अब
Well, they're thinking God gave them.
They're
thinking God gave
them.
But the devil can give you a job also. And they think that if they get a job where there's rock and roll playing, there, it must be okay. And he said, I told our young people that God has the perfect job for us and Satan has the job for us. But we have to wait on God. Getting the wrong job. Seeking after the wrong type of education.
अथवा गलत किसिमको शिक्षाको खोजी गर्नले पनि यो हुन सक्छ.
Education at the wrong place.
बेठिक ठाउँमा शिक्षा हासिल गर्न गएर पनि गलत हुन्छ.
Education that is not God's perfect will.
यस्तो शिक्षा जुन चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सिद्ध इच्छा भित्र पर्दैन.
When I was in Canada preaching 2 months ago,
विभिन्न अगाडि म क्यानाडामा प्रचार गर्दै गर्दा
There's a young man in the church there, single young man, about early 20s.
Yes, he was a jawan, sir. 20 years old, sir. One close, sir. Abhibhai.
20, something like that. And so, I asked him what he's doing.
My lesson, what are you doing, sir?
Before he was teaching at a Christian school.
Well, sir, he was a Christian school.
The school closed.
अब स्कुल चाहिँ बन्द हुन्छ।
So what are you doing now?
अब चाहिँ के गर्दैछ भनेर सोध्यो।
He said, I'm going to university, I'm studying mathematics.
उनले भन्यो म विश्वविद्यालय जाँदैछु अब म गणित अध्ययन गर्दैछु।
I said, God made mathematics.
मैले भने परमेश्वरले नै बनाउनु भएको हो गणित त।
Nothing wrong with that.
यसमा केही गल्ती त छैन।
But that's the question I asked. I said, is that God's perfect will?
तर मैले सोधेँ उसलाई यो प्रश्न के त्यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सिद्ध इच्छा हो तिम्रो लागि?
He said yes.
उसले भन्यो हो।
I said you prayed about it. It's God's will.
अनि मैले भने यो यसको बारेमा तिमीले प्रार्थना गर्यो परमेश्वरको इच्छा हो भनेर?
He said yes.
ओ हो भन्यो।
His name was anyway. So I said okay. That's the important thing. Is it God's will?
अनि मैले भने ठीक छ त्यसपछि मुख्य कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको इच्छा हो कि होइन?
And so I forgot it.
अनि त्यसपछि मैले चाहिँ बिर्सिदिएँ।
And a week later, he wrote to me by email. He said, I lied to you. He said, I didn't pray about it. I don't know it's God's will.
He
said, I can't say for sure it is God's will.
भन्न सक्दैन यो परमेश्वरको इच्छा मेरो लागि हो भनेर।
He said thank you for asking that question.
अनि उनले भन्यो धन्यवाद त्यो प्रश्न मलाई सोध्नु भयो।
I'm going to seek God's perfect will.
म परमेश्वरको सिद्ध इच्छा खोज्ने वाला छु अब।
That's the important question.
यो नै महत्त्वपूर्ण प्रश्न हो।
Are you doing God's perfect will?
के तपाईं परमेश्वरको सिद्ध इच्छा पछ्याउँदै हुनुहुन्छ गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ?
If you're in God's will, you'll be growing spiritually.
यदि तपाई परमेश्वरको इच्छा भित्र हुनुहुन्छ भने तपाई आत्मिक रूपमा बढ्दै गरेको हुन्छ।
But if you're backsliding, something's wrong.
तर तपाई पछि हट्दै हट्दै गइरहनु भएको छ भने केही न केही गोलमाल छ।
In Africa, there where I spoke, they have a Bible college.
Africa, जहाँ मैले प्रचार गरे त्यहाँ एउटा बाइबल कलेज छ उहाँहरूको।
They only have one girl.
त्यहाँ एउटा मात्र केटी मान्छे छ।
They have about 7 boys, one girl.
सात जना चाहिँ केटा मान्छे छ, एउटा चाहिँ केटी।
So I said, where are the girls?
And मैले भने खै त यहाँको केटीहरू?
I talked to one young the Bible school man. I said, how many of the young women in your churches are seeking the Lord's will? Young women.
मैले सोधे त्यहाँ मण्डलीको एकजनालाई, तपाईँको मण्डलीमा जवान स्त्रीहरूले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको इच्छा कतिजनाले जति खोजिरहेको होला?
He said, he said, I think two.
अनि उनले भने मलाई लाग्छ दुईजनाले।
Two!
दुईजना।
They had many girls.
थुप्रै थिए केटीहरू त्यहाँ।
So what's wrong?
मैले सोधे के भएको यो?
He said, I don't know.
उसले भने मलाई थाहा छैन।
So I talked to another one.
फेरि अर्कोसँग मैले कुरा
गरेँ। I asked him the same question.
उसले पनि यही प्रश्नहरू गरे।
And he gave me the same answer.
उसले पनि उही जवाफ दिन्छ।
Maybe about two.
सायद दुईजना होला त्यस्तो।
I said, why?
किन?
He said, I think it's because of education.
उसले भन्यो सायद हुन सक्छ शिक्षाको कारण।
The girls, they go over to this university over here, this college over here. I'm not sure which it is.
यहाँ के केटीहरू चाहिँ उ यतातिरको विश्वविद्यालयमा कलेजमा जाने गर्छन् पढाइको लागि।
And they live over there in the dorms.
अनि त्यहीं उनीहरू होस्टेलमा बस्ने गर्छन्।
And they always backslide.
अनि उनीहरू जहिले पनि पछि हट्छन् त्यहाँ गएपछि।
They're reading the Bible, seeking the Lord, and then when they go over there, they stop.
उनीहरू पहिला चाहिँ बाइबल पढिरहेका थिए, प्रभुको इच्छा खोजिरहेका थिए, अनि त्यहाँ गएपछि चाहिँ त्यो गर्न छोड्छन्।
And they don't want to go to Bible college.
अनि त्यसपछि उनीहरू बाइबल कलेज जान चाहँदैन।
They want secular education.
उनीहरू चाहिँ सांसारिक शिक्षा नै खोज्छन्।
So they're losing all the girls.
फलस्वरूप सबै बहिनी केटीहरूलाई चाहिँ उनीहरूले गुमाउँदै थिए।
That's not God's will.
त्यो त परमेश्वरको इच्छा होइन।
Education is good.
शिक्षा असल हो।
But it has to be the right education.
तर त्यो चाहिँ सही शिक्षा हुनु
पर्छ। God gave us a mind, we're supposed to study and learn.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई चाहिँ दिमाग दिनुभएको छ, उहाँले चाहिँ हामीले सिकेको अनि शिक्षा पाएको चाहनुहुन्छ।
We've got to help the young people make these decisions.
अब यस्तो खालको निर्णयहरू गर्नलाई सहायता हामीले चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई
दिनुपर्छ। And we've got to have some young people that will listen.
अनि हामीलाई यस्तो युवाहरू चाहिन्छ जसले यस्तो सल्लाह दिँदाखेरि चाहिँ सुन्छन्।
I thank the Lord that we do.
म धन्यवाद दिन्छु कि हाम्रो बीचमा त्यस्तो छन्।
Decisions about work, decisions about education.
त्यसैले कामको विषयमा निर्णयहरू र पेशाको
education and work.
शिक्षाको बारेमा चाहिँ गर्नुपर्ने निर्णय।
But also decisions about marriage.
तर साथसाथै विवाहको सम्बन्धको निर्णयहरू पनि।
We need to help the young people with that.
हामीले युवाहरूलाई चाहिँ यस कुरामा चाहिँ मदत गर्नै पर्छ.
In the past, in Nepal, they had arranged marriages.
विगतमा नेपालमा चाहिँ बुवामाले मिलाएको विवाह हुने गर्थ्यो.
Who's that for? That's for the parents.
अब कसको लागि त्यो विवाह हुन्थ्यो? त्यो विवाह त बुवामाको लागि हुन्थ्यो.
That's for the parents.
त्यो त बुवामाको लागि हो.
Well, the Bible doesn't teach that.
तर बाइबलले त्यस्तो सिकाउँदैन.
And then the modern way now is the young people make total decision.
अब आधुनिक तरिका चाहिँ अब के भएको छ भने अब त्यो जवान जवानीले नै पुरै निर्णय आफै गर्छ.
They call it love marriage.
यसलाई चाहिँ लभ म्यारेज भन्ने
गरिन्छ. Not.
तर होइन त्यो.
It is emotion marriage.
त्यो चाहिँ भावनाको विवाह हो.
And that doesn't last.
त्यो धेरै टिक्दैन.
What do we need? We need the Bible way.
हामीलाई चाहिँ के चाहिएको छ भने अब बाइबल तरिकाको विवाह चाहिएको छ.
We need to go to the Bible and find out how to get these good marriages.
अब हामी बाइबलमा जानु पर्यो र यो असल विवाहहरू हामी कसरी हुन सक्छ भनेर चाहिँ हामीले पत्ता लगाउनु पर्यो.
And I've been thinking and praying a lot about this.
अनि यसको बारेमा चाहिँ मैले विचार गर्दै प्रार्थना गरिएको धेरै भयो.
And here are some things we need to do.
अनि हामीले गर्नुपर्ने चाहिँ केही कुराहरू यहाँ छ. म भन्छु.
We have a lot of young people here.
हाम्रो बिचमा चाहिँ थुप्रै युवाहरू छन्.
Number one.
पहिलो कुरा.
Preparation.
तयारी.
These are Bible truths for our marriages.
यी चाहिँ बाइबलबाट के बाइबलीय सत्यताहरू हुन् जुन चाहिँ हाम्रो विवाह सम्बन्धी.
For finding a marriage partner.
विवाह जीवन साथी पाउनको लागि चाहिँ बाइबलीय सिद्धान्तहरू हुन्.
Preparation.
पहिलो चाहिँ तयारी.
Marriage starts before you marry. Good marriage starts before you marry.
असल विवाह कहिले सुरु हुन्छ? विवाह हुनु भन्दा अगाडि सुरु हुन्छ.
Proverbs 24:27.
हितोपदेश 24 को 27. हितोपदेश 24 को 27.
Prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field. And afterwards build thine house.
हितोपदेश 24 को 27. बाहिर आफ्नो कामको बन्दोबस्त गर र खेतबारीमा त्यो काम आफ्नो लागि तयार पार अनि त्यसपछि आफ्नो घर बनाऊ.
We can apply this spiritually.
यस कुरालाई हामीले आत्मिक जीवनमा लागू गर्न सक्छौ.
To prepare your life spiritually before you build your house.
कि तपाईँले चाहिँ आफ्नो घर बनाउन अगाडि चाहिँ तपाईँले आफ्नो आत्मिक जीवनलाई पहिला तयारी पार्नुपर्छ.
How do you do that?
त्यो कसरी गर्छ?
Well, you have to have salvation.
पहिला त मुक्ति पाउनुपर्छ.
You have to learn how to walk with the Lord.
प्रभुसँग हिँड्न सिक्नुपर्छ.
You have to learn how to have victory over the devil.
शैतानमाथि विजय कसरी हासिल हुन्छ सिक्नु.
You have to learn how to pray.
प्रार्थना गर्न सिक्नुपर्छ.
How to study the Bible.
बाइबल अध्ययन गर्न सिक्नुपर्छ.
You have to learn about family.
परिवारको बारेमा तपाईँले सिक्नुपर्छ.
Before you get married.
विवाह हुनुभन्दा अगाडि नै.
So if you're not married, you're a young person.
त्यसैले तपाईँ एउटा युवा हुनुहुन्छ, अविवाहित हुनुहुन्छ भने.
You need to prepare your work without.
तपाईँले आफ्नो काम के अरे तपाईँले आफ्नो कामको बन्दोबस्त गर्नुपर्छ. बाहिर आफ्नो कामको बन्दोबस्त गर.
Prepare.
बन्दोबस्त गर.
Don't be sitting around worrying about who to marry.
खालि बसेर चाहिँ कसलाई बिहा गर्ने होला भनेर फिक्री गरेर चाहिँ त्यसरी बसेर होला.
Don't be trying to manipulate things.
अनि तपाईँले चाहिँ यताउता तानतुन गरेर यहाँ मिलाउन नखोज्नुहोस् विवाहको स्वभावको कुरा.
That's God's business.
त्यो त परमेश्वरले गर्ने काम हो.
You pay attention to your business.
तपाईँले आफ्नो जीवनको बारेमा तपाईँ आफ्नो काममा चाहिँ तपाईँ ध्यान दिनुहोस्.
There's girls that get their eyes on boys.
यहाँ केटीहरू हुन्छन् जो चाहिँ आफ्नो आँखा चाहिँ केटाहरूमा लगाउँछन्.
And they try to figure out how can I make this work.
अनि उनीहरूले सोच्न थाल्छन् अब कसरी म चाहिँ यसलाई सक्छु होला.
How can I make him like me?
अब कसरी उसलाई चाहिँ मलाई प्रेम गर्न लगाउने होला?
How can I catch his eye?
उसको आँखालाई कसरी म खिच्ने होला?
That's not your business.
यो तपाईको काम होइन.
That's a worldly way.
यो संसारिक तरिका हो.
That's not going to be good. That's not going to turn out good.
त्यसको नतिजा राम्रो निस्किने वाला छैन.
You pay attention to your life.
तपाई आफ्नै जीवनमा ध्यान दिनुस्.
That's what I did.
मैले गरेको थियो त्यो.
I was 23 when I got saved.
23 वर्षको उमेर थियो मुक्ति पाउँदा.
And then before that I had girlfriends.
त्यो अगाडि त मेरो केटी साथीहरू थियो.
But I said, Lord, I'm not going to date.
तर अब मैले भने अब चाहिँ म कुनै केटी साथी राख्ने हुने छैन.
I'm going to study the Bible.
म चाहिँ बाइबल अध्ययन गर्नेछु.
I'm going to grow.
म चाहिँ बढ्छु.
That's what I said.
त्यही भने मैले.
So I went to a big Bible college.
Actually, एउटा ठुलो बाइबल कलेजमा गए.
Thousands of students.
हजारौं विद्यार्थीहरू.
Lots of girls.
थुप्रै केटीहरू थिए त्यहाँ.
I didn't date.
मैले चाहिँ कोहीसँग पनि हिँडिन.
I paid attention to my business.
मेरो आफ्नै काममा ध्यान दिइरहेँ.
And I said, Lord, you can work this out.
अनि मैले भने प्रभु यो त तपाईले मिलाउन सक्नुहुन्छ.
And he did.
अनि उहाँले मिलाउनु भयो.
Preparation.
बन्दोबस्त.
You pay attention to your life. You get ready for God's will.
तपाई आफ्नो जीवनमा ध्यान दिनुस्, तपाई परमेश्वर इच्छाको लागि आफूलाई चाहिँ तयार पार्नुस्.
Don't try to manipulate things.
तपाईले चाहिँ यताउता तानतुन गरेर आफ्नै उपाय गर्न नखोज्नुस्.
You leave that in God's hands.
तपाईले ती कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको हातमा सुम्पिदिनुस्.
He knows best.
उहाँलाई थाहा छ सर्वोत्तम कुरा के हो.
But you have work to do.
तर तपाईको त आफ्नै काम छ गर्नुपर्ने.
And that is to prepare your life for God's will.
त्यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको इच्छाको लागि आफ्नो जीवन तयार गर्नु हो.
Number two.
नम्बर दुईमा.
How to find the marriage partner.
कसरी जीवन साथीलाई पाउनु अगर भेट्टाउनु.
We need to learn submission to authority and good counsel.
हामीले चाहिँ हामीभन्दा माथि राखेको अधिकारीहरूको मुनि अधीनतामा रहन सिक्नुपर्छ र सल्लाह सुन्न सिक्नुपर्छ. असल सल्लाह पाउन सिक्नुपर्छ.
Ephesians 6:1-3.
Ephesians 6:1-3.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Ephesians 6:1-3. हे नानीहरू हो, प्रभुमा आफ्ना बाबु आमाको आज्ञा पालन गर, किनकि यो उचित छ. आफ्ना बाबु र आमालाई आदर गर, जो चाहिँ प्रतिज्ञा सहितको पहिलो आज्ञा हो, र तिम्रो भलाइ होस् र यस पृथ्वीमा तिम्रो आयु लामो होस्.
By your parents,
आज्ञा पालन गर्ने बुवा आमालाई.
In the Lord,
प्रभुमा.
Non-saved parents don't have wisdom.
मुक्ति नपाएका बुवा आमासँग बुद्धि हुँदैन.
They're not going to be able to help you with marriage in the right way.
विवाहको सम्बन्धमा तपाईलाई ठिकसँग सहायता गर्न सक्नुहुन्न उहाँहरूले.
But you have the church.
तर तपाईसँग त मण्डली छ.
Hebrews 13:17.
हिब्रू 13:17.
Obey them that have to rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Hebrews 13:17. तिमीहरूका अगुवाहरूको आज्ञा पालन गर र आफूलाई उनीहरूको अधीनतामा सुम्प, किनकि हिसाब दिनुपर्नेहरूले जस्तो गरी उनीहरू तिमीहरूका प्राणहरूका निम्ति जाग रहन्छन्, र यो काम उनीहरूले दुःख मान्दै होइन तर आनन्द साथ गरून्, किनकि यसबाट तिमीहरूलाई केही फाइदा हुँदैन.
God is teaching the young people obedience to authority.
परमेश्वरले युवाहरूलाई चाहिँ आज के सिकाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ भने आफूभन्दा माथिको अधिकारीहरूको मुनि बस्नुपर्छ.
And that's how we need to seek the marriage partner.
अनि आफ्नो जीवन साथीलाई खोजी गर्ने भनेको यसरी हो.
In submission to the authorities that God has put over us.
परमेश्वरले हामी माथि राख्नु भएको अधिकारीहरूको मुनि अधीनतामा बसेर.
God put them there for protection.
परमेश्वरले हाम्रो माथि अधिकारी किन राख्नु भयो भने हाम्रो सुरक्षाको लागि.
Proverbs 20:18.
हितोपदेश 20 को 28 हितोपदेश 20 को 28
Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war.
हितोपदेश 20 को 18 माफ गर्नुस 20 को 18 हरेक योजना सरसलाह द्वारा स्थापित हुन्छ अनि असल सल्लाह पाएपछि युद्ध गर असल सल्लाह
There's many you can get many kinds of advice.
सल्लाह अनेक किसिमको पाउन सकिन्छ.
But what you need is good advice.
तर तपाईलाई चाहिएको चाहिँ हो असल सल्लाह.
Well, unbelieving parents can't give that.
अब अविश्वासी बुवा आमाले त्यस्तो दिन सक्नुहुन्न.
They don't have spiritual wisdom.
उनसँग आत्मिक बुद्धि छैन.
Spiritual parents can give that.
आत्मिक बुवा आमाले चाहिँ दिन सक्छन्.
And spiritual church leaders can give that.
आत्मिक मण्डली अगुवाहरूले त्यस्तो दिन सक्छन्.
That's what we need.
अनि हामीलाई चाहिएको यस्तै हो.
By every purpose. No. Every purpose is established by counsel.
हरेक योजना सरसल्लाह द्वारा स्थापित हुन्छ.
One of the main purposes is marriage.
अनि सबभन्दा एउटा महत्त्वपूर्ण अथवा मुख्य योजना भनेको त विवाहको योजना.
That's one of the most important. That's after salvation, I think, the most important decision you'll make.
मुक्ति पाएपछि तपाईले गर्ने सबैभन्दा महत्त्वपूर्ण निर्णय नै यही विवाह सम्बन्धी हो भन्ने मलाई.
So you need counsel.
त्यसैले तपाईलाई सल्लाह चाहिन्छ.
Good counsel.
असल सल्लाह चाहिन्छ.
It says, "By good advice, make war."
यमने से असल सल्लाह पाएपछि युद्ध गर.
Marriage should not be a war.
अब विवाह चाहिँ झगडा त हुनु हुँदैन.
But we have spiritual enemies.
तर हाम्रो आत्मिक अगुवाहरू के अरे आत्मिक शत्रुहरू छन्.
And we want to get victory over him.
अनि त्यो शत्रुमाथि चाहिँ हामी विजयी हुन चाहन्छौँ.
So we need good counsel.
त्यसैले हामीलाई असल सल्लाह चाहिन्छ.
So we need some wise young people that will listen to good counsel.
त्यसैले हामीलाई चाहिँ बुद्धिमान युवाहरू केही चाहिएको छ जसले चाहिँ असल सल्लाह सुन्छ.
Number three, not dating but courtship. Not dating but courtship.
Number 3 ma chai keta keti sangai hinne hoina tara ekarka lai chinna aawashyak tesko aawashyakta
to get to know one another.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain. Dating is the world's way.
Sansar le chai sangsangai हिँड्ने कुराकानी गर्ने यस्तो गर्छ.
Boys and girls go off along the park wherever.
पार्कमा घुम्न जान्छन्.
That's the world's way.
त्यो संसारको तरिका हो.
The Bible says that's dangerous.
बाइबलले बताउँछ त्यो चाहिँ एकदम खतरा हो.
No, the young people need to have supervision.
हैन, युवाहरूलाई चाहिँ निरीक्षण चाहिन्छ.
So they can get to know one another and find God's will.
ताकि अर्काको निगरानीमा बसेर उनीहरूले चाहिँ उनीहरूले एकअर्कालाई चिन्न सकुन् र परमेश्वरको इच्छा पत्ता लाउन सकुन्.
But someone is watching, someone is helping.
तर कोही न कोहीले त्यहाँ सहयोग गरिरहेको हुनुपर्छ. कसै न कसैले त्यहाँ चाहिँ आँखा लगाइरहेको हुनुपर्छ.
नम्बर चारमा Not forcing, not forcing, but helping.
Number 4, ma chai jabardasti garnu chai hoina, garaunu chai hoina, tara sahyog garnu.
Look at Rebecca in Genesis 24.
Utpatti 24 adhyay ma chai Rebecca lai hera bhane.
The leaders are not there to force you, but to help you.
Agwaharu chai tyaha basera tapai lai jabardasti garnu ta hoina, tara tapai lai sahyog garnu ho.
You have a choice.
रोजाइ त तपाईँको हो.
We don't believe in arranged marriages.
हामी चाहिँ अरूले मिलाएको विवाहमा विश्वास गर्दैनौँ.
Genesis 24:57-58.
उत्पत्ति 24 अध्यायको 57 र 58.
Abraham sent a servant to find a wife for Isaac.
अब्राहमले चाहिँ आफ्नो नोकरलाई आफ्नो छोराको लागि पत्नी खोज्न पठाए.
He found Rebecca.
उनले रेबिकालाई भेटाए.
Here.
Yeah.
They said, "We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth." They called Rebekah and said unto her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go."
उत्पत्ति 24:57 5:57 तब तिनीहरूले भने हामी यस ठिटीलाई बोलाऊ र उसकै मुखबाट कुरा बुझौं अनि तिनीहरूले रिबेकालाई बोलाए र तिनलाई सोधे के तिमी यस मानिसको साथमा जान्छौ अनि तिनले भनिन् म जान्छु
In those days, in that place, they had forced marriages. And they would tell the girl, you will marry this man. You will. But God gave Rebecca a choice. Abraham gave her a choice.
It
was no force. Will you go? I will go. We want to see that. We're not going to force anyone. It's not God's way. That brings me to number five, peace.
Peace.
First Corinthians 14:33. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. All right, my time is up and we're going to stop there. If I don't keep time, I'm a hypocrite. So I'll keep the time. Let's pray.
धन्यवाद परमेश्वर पिता सब यो शिक्षाहरूको लागि अहिले पिता अब तपाईँको पावरमा बढ्छौँ अनुग्रहको सिंहासनमा साहससँग आउ भन्नुभएछ हामी असल विवाहहरू देख्न पाऊँ प्रभु हाम्रो मण्डलीहरूमा प्रभु मण्डली अगुवाहरूलाई असल सल्लाह दिने बुद्धिले भरिदिनुहोस् प्रार्थना गर्दछौँ बुवा आमाहरू आत्मिक रूपमा बढेर आफ्नो छोराछोरीलाई सल्लाह दिने सक्ने हुन् पिता हामी प्रार्थना गर्छौँ र युवा युवतीहरू तपाईँको सिधै इच्छाको लागि पर्खुन् यसको लागि आफूले अठोट गर्न हरेक हृदयमा तपाईँले काम गरिदिनुहोस् रक्षा गर्नुहोस् प्रभु हाम्रो युवा भाइ बहिनीहरूलाई शैतानबाट संसारबाट अनि यो वचनहरू दिनुभएको छ सुरक्षाको सल्लाहहरू पाएका छौँ अनि यो लागू गर्न सिकाउन दोहोऱ्याउन हाम्रो मण्डलीहरूमा परिवारहरूमा सहायता गर्नुहोस् प्रभु यीशुको नाममा आमेन